Let me show you on this chart. So here on the vertical axis, I put social progress, the stuff the global goals are trying to achieve. Higher is better. And then on the horizontal axis is GDP per capita. Further to the right means richer. And in there, I'm now going to put all the countries of the world, each one represented by a dot. And on top of that, I'm going to put the regression line that shows the average relationship. And what this tells us is that as we get richer, social progress does tend to improve. However, as we get richer, each extra dollar of GDP is buying us less and less social progress. And now we can use this information to start building our forecast. So, here is the world in 2015. We have a social progress score of 61 and a GDP per capita of $14,000. And the place we're trying to get to, remember, is 75 as our global goals target. So here we are today, $14,000 per capita GDP. How rich are we going to be in 2030? That's what we need to know next. Well, the best forecast we can find comes from the US Department of Agriculture, which forecasts 3.1% average global economic growth over the next 15 years, which means that in 2030, if they're right, per capita GDP will be about $23,000. So now the question is, if we get that much richer, how much social progress are we going to get? Well, we asked a team of economists at Deloitte who checked and crunched the numbers, and they came back and they said, well, look, if the world's wealth, average wealth goes from $14,000 a year to $23,000 a year, social progress is going to increase from 61 to 62.4. Just 62.4. Just a tiny increase.